Harper and Harper Audio present Murder on a Summer Break by Kate Weston. Performed by Claire Story. For Nick Brooks. 1. My pulse races at the sight of Annie's head poking out from behind a tree at the other end of Barbara High Street. My best friend looks both ways from behind its trunk while I wipe away the beads of sweat forming on my forehead, the back of my neck prickling with heat and unease. The street is silent, lined with bunting that hangs perfectly still without even the gentlest of breezes to rustle it. This is it, the calm before the storm, a sinister reminder of what's to come. Finally, Annie steps out from behind the tree. My shoulders tense, jaw tightening as she strides towards me. I feel the air become closer, hotter. Soon, this'll be over. We'll have done what we came here to do, but right now I'm sweating, my whole body fraught with nervous energy. I grip Herbie's leash tightly, holding him close to me, despite its leather slipping in my clammy palms. Annie and I lock eyes, and hope washes over me. For the first time, I feel like we can do this. My fingers and toes tingle. I'm restless with anticipation. The ending is within our grasp, and my fight or flight instincts telling me that we've won. Safety is coming. Cut, 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 Annie yells, waving her arms. Taylor Swift's Cruel Summer cuts off and I skid to a halt, immediately tripping over my own feet. In front of me, Annie goes to the phone she set up on a tripod in the middle of the pavement. She struts with purpose in her cut-off denim shorts and pink T-shirt that reads Mama's Nepo Baby. Her pink plastic visor bobs on her head with authority. Back up, start again, yells Annie, waving her arms, halting our reunion for what is now the 10th time, all for the sake of social media. I throw my head back to the sky in exasperation. She may have been away for 4 weeks, but at 95 degrees, it's far too hot for this shit. Also, I wasn't the one who left for an internship with the Ministry of Justice in London, so why am I being punished? She knows I'm shy. Appearing on a reel is my worst nightmare. Your eyes aren't glistening with emotion, and you're moving way too fast for this to pack the punch of a proper slow-motion cinematic reunion, she shouts. She spins on her heels and heads back behind the tree. Ready for take 11. Sure, I missed her, but after this many tries at reuniting, any emotion that my eyes could have potentially glistened with has well and truly dried up. I am an emotional husk. The most she can hope for in this dry heat, at the end of a very long morning of interning at the glamorous Barbara News office, is that a rogue bit of sweat might drip from my forehead in the vague direction of my eyes. Back up, Kerry, back up, she shouts from 2 metres away. Annie refuses to come any closer to preserve the authenticity of our first embrace for her real-life video. Heaven forbid we could just hug each other without a video of it being available for strangers to watch and judge on the internet. This is the last time, Annie, I shout, realising that a gaggle of old people have now gathered by the tripod, confused and unsure how to negotiate its presence. Old Mr. Harris starts prodding at one of its plastic legs angrily with his walking stick, as if it might move out of the way of its own accord. Go around, Annie shouts to him. Her instructions are combined with a frantic gesture, but Mr. Harris just continues staring at her blankly, waggling his walking stick in the direction.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?